You may have seen Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, but you haven't seen it this way on a big screen with the ESL playing the music live. The Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone in concert. Norman Huynh joins me. He's the conductor. Welcome, Norman.
Thanks for having me, Shannon.
Now, how does this work? The movie plays on the screen, so the audience gets to watch the movie, and then the orchestra plays any score that's in it?
Exactly. So basically, this experience is definitely a new way to watch this film. The orchestra, we have the music for the film in front of us, and we sync it exactly with what's going on in the film. So usually, typically in theaters, the actors and the sound effects are sort of at the foreground. But here, it's the score of John Williams and all of these musicians who are sort of the stars of this show. And it really makes the movie come to life even more, with the music just being so visceral. It's really fun.
I saw that the ESO was doing it with Murdoch's Mysteries, and I've seen it done with Amadeus. Why did you choose Harry Potter and this film series?
Well, the composer, John Williams, is such an iconic American composer. You know, he's written for so many films like Jurassic Park, E.T., and the first 3 years of Harry Potter. And the score is just so beloved, and the themes that are attached to these characters that we love. And so I think we just decided that this would be the perfect opportunity to bring this experience to Edmonton.
And I read in your bio that you work really hard to sort of bring the under 40 crowd into the orchestral world. You founded the Symphony in Spirits. You also do wild crossovers with collaborations with like Boys to Men, Wyclef Jean. Do you think that's a way to get a younger crowd attracted to the scene?
Definitely. These films, because they're so fun to go to, it's sort of like that hook that you get people to come and they're coming to watch the film. And what people end up leaving with is, oh my gosh, the orchestra is such an incredible instrument, an incredible sort of wall of sound that comes. And usually people who come to these films where the score is so good, it kind of piques their interest to be like, oh, you know what? I kind of want to come back and hear the orchestra. Maybe there are other concerts or other kinds of music where the orchestra is featured that I might come to. And I've seen with the orchestras that I've worked with around the globe is that this is a great first experience to come and hear an orchestra, a group of musicians play live.
To be in an orchestra, you have to play an instrument. But if someone wants to be a conductor, how do they get started?
Ooh, good question. That also starts with playing an instrument as well. You kind of have to like go through the process of learning how to read music, how to master an instrument. You end up working with about 85 to 90 other musicians who are masters at their instruments. So being able to empathize with them, knowing what is difficult, what's easy, how to rehearse, put things together, those all come from being able to play an instrument and playing with a group of people.
What's your instrument of choice?
My instrument is the euphonium, which is an instrument that folks may not recognize, but it's basically the baby tuba. So it's the smaller brother of the tuba. The other name for it is the baritone. That's my instrument.
Well, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, 23rd and 24th. Tickets available from the link on our website. Thank you so much, Norman.
Thanks, Shannon, and looking forward to seeing everyone there.